Our topic for today is relief for financial fear. The belief in scarcity is the largest collective belief in the world. It has gone on for centuries. Without realizing it, you have accepted this great illusion. You accepted that money will keep you safe, that money will protect you against loss, that money will earn you love and respect, and ultimately that money will make you happy. Money is an effect and not a cause. If you know your oneness with God and the abundance that naturally comes from you, you will always know wealth, even in the world of illusion. Everything we see with our eyes is the effect of our thoughts and beliefs. If you accept that you are separate from God and believe in scarcity, lack, and struggle, you will then experience lack, deprivation, and powerlessness as an effect of your acceptance of this illusion. Some years ago, when I was struggling with my own abundance, I experienced such financial chaos that I lost or had to move from 4 different homes over time. I finally realized that if I didn't know my abundance, that it meant that I didn't know God. From that point on, I made a conscious decision to release my focus on my circumstances and place all of my attention on knowing my relationship with God. In our world, money has become the substitute for God. Most people want to believe that there is a God that loves them and will provide for them. However, their greatest fear is still that they will not have enough money or that they will run out. A Course in Miracles teaches us that truth and illusion are irreconcilable. This means that when you accept one, you have already given up the other. You cannot have both. Either God is all-loving, all-providing, all-wise and caring, abundant, or God does not exist and you are on your own. If you are on your own, this means it is up to you to provide for yourself, your family, to make ends meet and save for your future. As much as you want to believe in a loving and all-providing Creator, how much time each day do you spend trying to figure out how to provide for yourself, how to make more money, how to pay your bills and save for your future? It's not that these things are bad. The problem is that these actions are driven by a misperception. They are driven by fear. Your misperception is that you are separate from God, and now it is up to you to provide for yourself. As long as you accept the false idea that you are separate, and it is up to you to figure everything out, you will not know the ever-flowing abundance of your Creator. You might hear these words and recognize that they are true. Perhaps you want to believe that God is your source of abundance, and it is not up to you to provide for yourself. But the real question is, how do you do this? It's important to understand that you are in a process of awakening. You will need to walk in illusions and go through all the activities of this world and still remain committed to remembering the truth. You can do this. You are a child of God. You have the capacity to actually walk in the illusion and to remember that you are not the illusion. This means you will need to do what is in front of you to do without judgment and still listen for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It sounds challenging, but I assure you that it becomes much easier over time. If there are steps to be taken, you will be told of what they are. Most of the time, those steps will be done for you. It's helpful if you follow what feels peaceful and compelling. In this way, you will know that you are listening to the guidance of your higher consciousness. Given that understanding, let's go over an example. Let's say that you're faced with a situation where you do not have or will not have enough money to do what you want to do. Here are some basic steps you will need to take. Number one, whenever you see anything that represents loss, scarcity, lack, or any situation that disturbs your peace, you are looking at at an illusion. The moment you recognize that your peace is being disturbed, say this to yourself. And you can go ahead and just repeat after me without the tapping. Just go ahead and use the words and hear the words. I am looking at an illusion. This is a false condition. Illusions have no power. There is no power outside of me that can take from me, threaten me, or cause me pain. I will not assign meaning or power to this illusion. I want the truth instead of this. A Course in Miracles teaches us that if we will forgive, the problem we face will disappear. This is because once you forgive, your judgment and your fear will be gone, and then the effects of your judgment and fear, being scarcity and lack, will go away with your judgments. Remember that your thoughts are always the cause of your experiences. When your thoughts are healed through forgiveness, your experience of lack will be healed as a result. Now it's time to turn inward and identify who or what you are judging, who or what you are seeing as guilty. The guilt you are now holding on to is blocking you from accepting the ease, comfort, and the abundance that God has for you. Once you have identified where forgiveness is needed, you can say these statements to yourself. Go ahead and repeat them after me. I forgive myself for all of my mistakes and failures, which I feel have contributed to my situation. I forgive myself for all of my decisions that have brought me grief, pain, misery, or loss. I forgive myself for all feelings of guilt where I caused someone else grief, pain, misery, or loss. I forgive myself completely. I release the past. I cannot alter what God created within me. Even with my greatest mistakes and my failures, I cannot alter any other person. I release my guilt. I forgive myself. I want the truth instead of this. Now it's time to turn inward and identify who you are judging outside of yourself, who you are seeing as guilty. The guilt you are seeing in another is blocking you from accepting the ease, the comfort, and the abundance that God has for you. Once you have identified where forgiveness is needed, you can say these statements to yourself. Go ahead and repeat after me. I forgive this person for all of their mistakes and failures, which have contributed to my situation. I forgive this person for all of their decisions that have brought me grief, pain, misery, or loss. I forgive this person for all of their wrongful actions, which have caused me or someone else grief, pain, misery, or loss. I forgive this person completely. They cannot alter what God created within me. even with their greatest mistakes and failures. This person cannot alter any other person. I release my judgments against them. I free them from their past. I forgive them. I set both of us free. I want the truth instead of this. And now it's time to turn inward and identify what you are afraid of. The fear you are choosing to keep is blocking you from accepting the ease, the comfort, and the abundance that God has for you. Once you have identified what you are afraid of, maybe it's loss, maybe it's fear of the future, maybe it's homelessness, maybe it's just exhaustion and hardship, you've just had enough. Whatever it is, you can say these statements to yourself. Go ahead and repeat after me. God's will is my happiness. He would never offer pain to me. I will not choose fear, pain, loss, or hardship for myself. I ask you, God, to decide for me about everything. I accept your answer with joyful anticipation and without resistance. I will follow the guidance I receive. I will do what is in front of me to do. I will listen for what is peaceful and compelling. I want the peace of God. I accept the abundance of my true self. I choose the truth instead of illusions. Go ahead and just take a nice pause and a long, deep breath. And now I'd like to do a little EFT together. You can go ahead and take another deep breath. Take a moment now and turn inward. And whatever it is that you are facing, whatever challenge it is, whatever is prompting you to feel that you either don't have enough money or you will not have enough money or you might lose your money, whatever it is that is prompting the fear, let's turn inward and get a hold of it. And now let's tap over the heart, repeating after me. And say this, I am looking at an illusion. This is a false condition. Illusions have no power. There is no power outside of me that can take from me, that can threaten me, or that can cause me lack, pain, or loss. Let's go to the other side of the chest. I will not assign meaning or power to this situation. I want the truth instead of this. I accept what God wills for me in the place of this illusion. Take a long, deep breath, reaching in nice and deep, pulling up every perceived judgment, sense of fear. And now I'd like you to tune inward into any mistake or failure you feel you've made that is causing your situation or contributing to it. If you hold guilt against yourself, you will draw punishment. It is the effect of your guilt. A Course in Miracles teaches us that we must release our guilt. God did not create anything within you that you should feel guilty for. If you have made a mistake, bring it to the light where it will be undone and resolved for you. And you will be shown how to keep from making that mistake ever again, so that you will never know pain or despair, lack or loss. So tuning in now to whatever it is that you are judging yourself for in the past. And let's tap over the heart. I forgive myself for all of my mistakes and failures. Let's go to the other side of the chest, which I feel have contributed to my problem. Let's go to the top of the head. I forgive myself for all of my decisions that have brought me grief, pain, misery, or loss. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I forgive myself for all of my feelings of guilt, where I feel I caused someone else grief, pain, misery, or loss. Let's go to the side of the eye. I forgive myself completely. I cannot alter what God created within me, even with my greatest mistakes and failures. Let's go under the eye. I cannot alter any other person. I release all guilt. I release the past. I forgive myself. I want the truth instead of this. Pause and take a long, deep breath, feeling the ease and the relaxation coming down and through your body, letting go of all the tension and the tightness through the shoulders. It's time to put this burden down. Let's turn inward again together, this time tuning in to another person or a situation. Typically it's a person, someone who in the past it seems that they have contributed to your lack, your delay, your unhappiness, that somehow they have either kept something from you, or they forced something on you, or they wasted your time, or they took your investment, or they betrayed you, or they failed you, they disappointed you. Ultimately, whoever this is that person that we want to focus on right now. Let's tap on the side of the left hand. I forgive this person for all of their mistakes, for all of their failures, which have contributed to my problem. I forgive this person for all of their decisions that have brought me grief, pain, misery, delay, or loss. I forgive this person for all of their wrongful actions, which caused me or someone else grief, pain, misery, delay, or loss. Let's go back up over the heart. I forgive this person completely. They cannot alter what God created within me, even with their greatest mistakes and their greatest failures. Let's go to the top of the head. This person cannot alter any other person. They are a holy child of God. Dear God, help me to see this. I want to see. I am determined to see. I release my judgments against them. I release their past. I forgive them. I set us both free. Let's go to the center of the chest. I want the truth instead of my judgments. I want to know your abundance instead of all of my hurts, my pain, my disappointments, and my loss. Take a long, deep breath. Each time we do this, we are releasing and letting go all that is not true about you as you are on the journey of reclaiming the truth of who you are. You are not your past. You are not your illusions. Taking another nice deep breath in. And our final round here is about releasing all of the fear and choosing peace, the peace of God. Let's tap now in the center of the chest. God's will is my happiness. He would never offer pain to me. I will not choose pain. I will not choose loss. I will not decide on hardship for myself. I accept. I am as God created me. Let's go up on top of the head. I ask you, God, to decide for me about everything. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I will follow the guidance I receive. Let's go to the side of the eye on the other side of the face. I will do what is in front of me to do. Let's go under the eye. I will listen for what is peaceful and compelling. Let's go to the side of the hand. I want the peace of God. I accept the abundance that God has for me. I accept my true self, my innocence. I accept the innocence of everyone else, even if they are not aware of it for themselves. Let's go to the center of the chest. I choose the truth instead of all of my illusions. Let's pause and take a long, deep breath, allowing yourself to have this moment of freedom. Imagine if you are not your past. Imagine the freedom you would feel if every mistake and failure that you are laying upon yourself is not true and has no effects. In this moment, we can join together and accept God's will for us, for happiness, to know His love, His sustained and consistent abundance that flows through us and from us. As we acknowledge the truth of who we are, we will see our abundance everywhere because this is the effect of our consciousness. Let's join together in this prayer. Dear God, take this from me. All of my guilt, all of my judgments, and all of my fears. I have no judgments or illusions that I would keep. I want the truth instead of this. I accept your miracles in the place of all of my grievances. Thank you in advance that your will is my happiness. I will not decide against you. I am forever as you created me. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of having and experiencing my every heart's desire. My goal is peace. Peace is my only goal. I walk in the power and the abundance and the love of my Creator. I am one with you. I am forever safe, loved, healed, happy, and whole. I am abundantly provided for, because God loves me. And today, from this point forward, I will hold my head high. I will smile more frequently because I am learning to claim and recognize the truth of who I am. And from this place of awareness, I will know my abundance. I will expect it. I will anticipate it. And I will always be grateful for it. Thank you, God. Thy will be done. Amen. Thank you all for joining me tonight. You have taken a powerful step in claiming your true abundance as God has given it. Remember that everything that God has given has already been given. It is like the trust fund that we have forgotten. And this trust fund comes not only with all the provisioning, but it comes with the happiness, the health, the well-being, the fulfillment, the contentment, the companionship, the love, everything that we long for. The peace of God comes with everything. Today, as you have chosen to forgive yourself, to forgive your brother, to forgive anything and everything that is disturbing your peace, you will begin to see with clarity. Today, we join together and we accept the peace of God and the abundance that He has given us already. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our videos on how to combine EFT and prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.